We have our resident guest in Barry Harrison, YMCA. Good morning to you.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, look, I am sensational.
Wow.
Oh, look, the weather's great at the moment, isn't it?
Just amazing.
Just really enjoying the sun. I actually enjoy winter because the football's on and you can rug up and stuff. But now you can get the shorts out and wear the T-shirts. Isn't it? Like, it's just fantastic.
So you don't have to get up early to shave your legs like I do?
No. Now, you know how I learn something every Monday morning listening to you on the radio?
Yes, what have I taught you already?
You haven't taught me such, but I can just tell you right now, the vapors, turning Japanese. I haven't heard that for so long. It's just amazing. I was just, I'm driving the car along the Monash. And, and then all of a sudden, turning Japanese comes on, and I've just gone, oh, you ripper. That's amazing. That took me back to year 12.
Ooh.
I remember the countdown show where they first came on.
Now, you know countdown's being replayed Sunday nights at the moment, don't you?
No.
Barry, here's what you've learned today. Every Sunday night, I think it's about 6 o'clock, flick on over. I don't know what channel it's on, but Countdown is back on. The original Countdown with Molly.
With Molly.
It's back on.
So one of the ABCs, or has it come onto one of the music channels?
Yeah, I'll let you know. I will find out. But it is the best for your Sunday afternoon.
Oh, sensational.
Look, you and I could talk all day, but you've brought a guest with you, haven't
you? We have a very special guest too. Look, I think the thing is that we talk a lot about YMCA in Casey and all the great stuff we do. But right next door in Dandenong, there's YMCA Dandenong.
Right.
And so we've brought along Trudy McAuliffe, who's the Centre Manager of Dandenong Oasis, to tell us all about the three facilities in Dandenong. Welcome, Trudy.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's really nice to have you here. I love your name badge as well.
Oh, thank you. Just got an updated one, so I've actually got my proper title on it, so it just doesn't have my name. So I'm Centre Manager at Dandenong Oasis.
Fantastic.
Isn't it? Yeah. Now, Trudy, there's three facilities in the city of Dandenong. Before we get to that, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get to be Centre Manager at Dandenong Oasis?
Pulled my name out of a hat and was lucky it was mine. No.
I was there at that draw and everyone laughed. But, I didn't understand why. But
it was rigged. I stuck it to the side and, paid someone. But, no, I've been with the YMCA, I think, around 14 years or it's coming up to that point. So I remember being a casual swimming teacher at Althorn Leisure Centre back in the day, and the biggest thing was I didn't know that I could really have a career with the YMCA, and here I am today managing a fabulous facility on behalf of the City of Greater Dandenong, and it is wonderful. The diverse community that comes through and seeing everyone achieving their goals is just wonderful.
So tell us a little bit about Dandenong Oasis. Dandenong Oasis, when it was first built, which was it was renovated early
91. That's when it became Dandenong Oasis.
State-of-the-art leisure centre in Melbourne. It's now a little old, but it's still a great facility. So tell us about it.
Absolutely. The community see it as probably the gem, and it's still really delivering the needs for the community. But, we always need to have a think about the future and how we can continue to provide the amazing service and programs for that community. So at Dandenong Oasis, we run swimming lessons, and that caters for infants through to older adults. We run group fitness classes, and these are actually across all three facilities, which I'll touch upon later. We have a fully equipped health club, which, obviously in this day and age, we have facilities that don't have as many gym instructors on the floor, but we are a full suite of programs and trainers to be able to meet everyone's needs.
Barry, this is a little gem you've been hiding away from us.
Look, the reason is, and I'll be quite honest here, Cindy, okay? So Trudy has an area manager.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was trying to get Travis on,
yep,
but he's a tad shy.
Oh, is he?
He's a big player.
He's a big player.
Okay.
He thinks he's a big player.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, he thinks he's a big player.
All right.
But so what happened was Travis just wasn't cutting the mustard
at
all, so I bought him the big guns.
Okay, good. Yeah, was that like a draw or a ballot draw or something along the lines of that as well?
Again, in the hat, rigged, on the side, made sure that Travis didn't get on.
Now, here's a little fun fact, Cindy.
Bad luck, Travi.
I know how you like your fun facts mad about Dandenong Oasis.
Mad for a fun fact.
Guess who was the centre manager of Dandenong Oasis from mid-1999 to about 2002?
Is that you, Barry?
It was.
Was that you? Oh, I love this. I just got a question right.
Another very big player.
There you go. So that's where you were from. So you've got a little soft spot.
Oh, for the Oasis, absolutely.
Wowzers.
Absolutely. Yeah, different management company at that time, but yeah, so I was there. But yeah, so Oasis, what special programs? I know you're running some good inclusive programming there.
Absolutely. For me, it's really important for the whole community to be involved. So we try and deliver on health and wellbeing, fitness, providing education for the community on water safety. But we have a lot of members or those that would like to come and engage with us on a smaller level. So we run art and craft classes. We do walking groups. It's all about how do we facilitate a community hub, so to speak. We have actually just launched a new accessibility key to ensure that those that are coming through our facility for the first time or maybe have been to our facility before and want to come through and probably understand and navigate their way through more. So basically that's for anyone that might have accessibility issues or struggle with how to enter the pool for the first time and hear an aqua class going on.
Wow. So this is one of the things I love about what you guys do, because you will make the most anxious person feel comfortable and welcome. This is one of the things that you guys really, I suppose, is one of your strengths.
Absolutely. It's incredibly important. We know that there are so many barriers for participation, health and wellness, inclusiveness, if that's a word. I don't know about that one.
Hey, let's go with it. I love it.
Inclusivity.
Don't worry. I couldn't say thermometer the other day. It took me about 3 goes to get it right. So you're fine.
So yeah, that's why I love working for the YMCA, and it's great that we're able to provide these opportunities for those in the city of Greater Dandenong and the city of Casey, our friends over, that the welcome be on the show today, do it incredibly well.
Yeah. So now we've got Dandenong Oasis, which you're the center manager of. Noble Park Aquatic Centre, some really exciting news there recently.
Absolutely. So there's been the outdoor pool and indoor pool have been closed for a period of time. And just mid last week, the indoor pool at Noble Park Aquatic Centre has reopened. So we're continuing with the swimming lessons there. So if you're thinking about getting your children enrolled, now is a fabulous time in preparedness for summer.
It's a great time. It's such a good time because, as we've talked about this many times before, kids have no fear. They'll run into the beach and not know how to swim because the water is so enticing and so fun, and just to have those skills is so important.
Absolutely.
Look, it is. I think the great thing is that when Noble Park closed down, because there was a number of issues, because especially the 50-metre pool was a very old pool and needed a bit of a renovation, and it's having that now. We had a lot of our kids who were learning to swim go across to Oasis. They could continue their lessons on. And that's the benefit of I suppose, our YMCA network, of being able to utilise across the various facilities. Mm. And the guys in Dandenong certainly did that really well.
Oh, absolutely. And it's great for both facilities to be working so closely together. Sorry, Barry, I know you just said that Noble Park might have been tired. It is absolutely a fabulous centre. There were some issues with the tiling, so we needed to rectify that, and that's why the pool have been closed. Yeah. They've got an amazing water slide at Noble Park that you can see from the road.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely. And I've got no doubt over summer this year, it's going to be absolutely pumping.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Because when I drive past it and see it, and I know this is so random, and I just say random things out loud. That reminds me of kids in a car driving past McDonald's. You know, when they say, I want to go there. That's what that reminds me of, that water slide. Like, kids would constantly be saying, can I go there?
Absolutely. And I mean, we've got a splash park there as well, but you know, that water slide, not a better way to spend your summer than, consistently going down the slide and just having a laugh and having a play with family and friends.
It's so much fun in the summer.
Now, with Noble Park Aquatic Centre, I go there a little bit because I have a number of meetings there. They've got some great meeting rooms, but there always seems to be classes on of some sort of description. Now, that might be group fitness classes. I know there's education classes. There looks like community classes. Do you know much about the classes that they hold there, Trudy?
Yeah, we've got a number of key stakeholders that do book out those rooms quite a lot, but we've just obviously the opportunity while the pools have been closed, we've been able to put quite a number of additional dry group fitness classes on, and that just adds to the suite, like Zumba, older adult classes that we can offer for the community. And I said earlier that we've got group fitness at Dandong Oasis and Noble Park, Springers Leisure Centre we'll talk about in a moment, that also has group fitness classes. But if you become a member with us across the three facilities, that you can use any of those classes at any time, come through and, you know, meet new people and have a coffee at, after the class.
That's half the fun, by the way, too, that social aspect of it as well.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Now, Barry, we've not spoken about the Springers Leisure Centre before, so this is all new to me.
Absolutely. Well, Springer, look, Trudy, you can talk more about Springers. I've been there once, but it's more of a stadium. Is
absolutely,
that right? Two
yeah.
or three court?
No, I think it's, I'm going to kick myself if I get this wrong. I think it's a four court stadium with two additional courts that are, you know, primarily for badminton, volleyball. There's basketball, netball run there. And every single night of the week, straight after school, we have junior programs that run there. So as well as the group fitness classes that I've spoken about, they've got some new spin bikes there to be able to continue to offer new brand fabulous programming.
Fantastic. Hey, Springers. Now, where is Springers exactly?
Springers is located just off Cheltenham Road in Keysborough. And just behind it, the City of Greater Dandenong have actually just built a brand new precinct in Tatterson Park, which is focused on providing football, soccer opportunities for the community.
So I think between the three facilities, the YMCA, with in conjunction with the City of Greater Dandenong, provide a great suite for the people in Dandenong or those working in Dandenong. You've got Oasis, you've got the 50-metre pool there, you've got the hydrotherapy pool there.
Hydrotherapy pool, oh, wow. That is yeah. a pool that you never, ever see empty. And, you know, it's fantastic to, you know, that we can offer all of those opportunities. For, you know, often we think about pools and we think about young kids and families. But that pool is used by not only our older adults, but those that, you know, enjoying the warm water for yeah. rehab.
So you've got that. You've got Noble Park Aquatic Centre, which is the great. It's the old outdoor pool,
yep.
Which will hopefully be open in the near future. You've got the new program pool inside. You've got the meeting rooms.
Okay.
You know, so it's a great local centre. And you've got Springers, which offers, I think, that stadium experience as well as the health club type experience for probably not the big sports. Like we've got the in Dandenong, there's the Dandenong Basketball Stadium, which is their predominantly for basketball and volleyball, but Springers offers everything for the, you know, you talked about what I think was badminton, basketball.
Absolutely. Netball's run out of there. They're looking at some brand new opportunities that I can't speak about today, but stay tuned. There's some exciting stuff coming for
Springers Leisure Centre. So next time you're on, you can talk about those.
Absolutely. Or, you know, even better, let's see if we can get the manager at Springers Leisure Centre on to see what he has to say.
Michael Zeman down.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I love something that we can keep under wraps for a little while, so that is great.
Yes.
So if anyone would like some more information, are you guys separate as far as social media and things like that? How do people find you?
We are. So our social media is separate, and also our website, dandenongoasis.com.au is the place to find us, and it has a direct link to Noble Park Leisure Centre and Springers Leisure Centre on there as well. But the best thing about being in the YMCA family is that we work so well together. Mm. So if you jump onto one of our pages, I'm sure you'll be able to navigate through to the other pages if you need.
Now, Barry, I've got to tell you, you guys really have the southeast of Melbourne covered.
Oh, absolutely. Of course
really,
we do.
Really do.
Yes.
Something that we're doing once a month at the moment is a free membership, a three-month membership. And you've got a whole bunch of names in front of
we
you.
We have, and I'm lucky I've got a guest barrel person.
A barrel girl.
Yes.
A barrel girl. Trudy is going to draw out a name.
Out a name.
Okay. So the lucky winner is, do you want to do the honours, Barry?
No, you say it. It's okay.
Brooke Gregory.
Oh,
is that Brooke?
Wow. That is the Brooke. Go on, Barry. Who's Brooke? We know who Brooke is.
We know Brooke. Now,
wow.
When we were on Saturday mornings, we put out a challenge, wasn't it?
It was a Change Your Life
change
competition.
Your life, yes.
Oh, and, Brooke,
and,
I'm happy.
So four lucky ladies, and it just ended up being four ladies.
Yeah.
won a whole metabolic precision course at Casey Race, and Brooke was one of them. So she has just finished that recently, and that's been in the media as well, in the local paper.
And she looks amazing.
Fantastic. And
well,
now she's got
shout out to Jane, by the way, your MP trainer over at Casey Race, who did an amazing job with the ladies.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and now...
Jane's great. And now Brooke, I think this is a bit rigged, actually.
It's not. Do you want to open all the other names in there? There is not another name the same.
It was stuck to the side of the hat again.
There
no, I'm joking.
There is so many different names in there.
Yeah, because last time I think the first person was somehow related.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you're exactly right,
There is
Cindy.
No other names in there that are the same, I can assure
well
you.
Well done to Brooke, and you'll continue your journey on and at the Casey YMCA.
Oh, she'll be happy.
Which is really, really fantastic. Now, I've just had a thought, Cindy.
Okay, go for it.
You mentioned before something about Christmas carols, which I have no reason why you've ever remotely mentioned. It's so far off, you know, it's not even worth thinking about.
Oh, come on, Baz. It's, you know, like it's,
no, it's
the
too far.
13th
no, it's not
of November.
Far it's, we don't think about that sort of thing.
Okay.
But it is coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I reckon we have a big competition and we give away a 12-month membership to all of your listeners.
Oh, wow.
I reckon that'd be great. So we give our normal December 3-month membership as well.
Yes.
But in, say, that last show just before Christmas,
yes,
we give away a 12-month membership to one of your listeners. How about that?
Oh, this is amazing. Okay, let's make this huge. We will advertise this. We will get it out there, and there will be a lot of people who will be interested in this. A 12-month, are you sure?
Yeah, 12-month membership. You can use Casey Race, Casey Arc, Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre.
Wow.
You can even go and do casual shooting at Casey Stadium.
Oh, yes. Great idea.
You've just remembered what I've remembered
yes,
too,
I have.
You?
Yes, I have. I tell
and
you,
we're going to have that shoot off.
I'm like Dory. I tell you, yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. Trudy, really nice to meet you. Bad luck, Travis, for not coming in.
Oh, listen, appreciate having me.
It was really nice to have you. Barry, next week, we will look forward to having you back.
Next week, I'm not sure whether it'll be Jackie or myself, but we're looking at having Craig Aubrey from the Casey Tiger Sharks. He's the head coach. I've locked him in. So he should be here, and he'll tell you all about the Casey Tiger Sharks Swimming Club, some of his history. He comes from from England, and some of the great stuff they're doing.
Fantastic. Thank you both so very much. It is Breakfast with Cindy. Congratulations to Brooke Gregory, who has just won herself a 3-month voucher. Stay tuned for huge competitions coming up with thanks to the YMCA, Casey. 27 minutes past 7, it's Breakfast with Cindy on Casey Radio 97.7 FM.